Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ayon sa National Mental Health Support Organization, ang mga pulis at kawanin ng emergency services ay nagkukulang ng impormasyon ukol sa post-traumatic stress disorder. Nagsagawa ang Beyond Blue ng pag-aaral sa buong Australia upang magkaroon ng mas pinabuting pag-aunawa sa kondisyon at maitukoy ang mga posibleng strategiya sa pagharap sa mga kaganapang ito. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Michaela Ortolan na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sinimula ng Beyond Blue ang pagsasaliksik nito matapos maitangi na nagkukulang ng kaalaman ukol sa kaganapan ng post-traumatic stress disorder o PTSD sa mga pulis at mga kawanin ng manggagawa ng emergency services. Ang pinuno ng Workplace Research and Resources ng Beyond Blue, Nick Arvanites, ay direktang nakipag-ugnayan at tulungan sa National Mental Health and Wellbeing of Police and Emergency Services Study. Anya, marami pang di nalalaman ukol sa sakit sa pag-iisip o mental illness sa mga pulis at mga manggagawa para emergency services.
There's not a huge amount in terms of research, particularly with a national focus. I think what we know is that police emergency services are in a unique situation where, you know, they're more likely to be exposed to potentially traumatic events on a regular basis, and we know that they are clearly, that exposure to trauma is a significant risk factor for not just PTSD, but also depression and anxiety conditions.
Nakompleto na ang unang hakbang o yugto ng pinag-aralan nito ang personal na karanasan ng mga police at emergency workers at kanilang mga mag-anak. Ang ikalawang bahagi ay nakatakdang makompleto sa darating na Setyembre, kung saan tatanungin ang mga manggagawa sa buong bansa upang mapag-alaman ang kaganapan ng iba't ibang kondisyong may kaugnayan sa kalusugan ng pag-iisip, kabilang ng Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder o PTSD. Ayon kay Ginoong Arvanites, umaasa siya sa pag-aaral na ito'y matutukoy ang ilang mga bagay na nagbibigay daan sa problema sa pag-iisip o mental health problems sa loob ng sektor.
But we also know from other research that depression and anxiety are also common outcomes of exposure to trauma. We know that there are other risk factors that police and emergency services workers face in the workplace beyond exposure to trauma. There's some research that suggests common workplace stressors such as lack of management support, poor communication, poor consultation can actually have a greater impact on the mental health of police and emergency services workers. So the aim of this research will be to get a real accurate sense of the prevalence of mental health conditions. What are perhaps the contributing factors? Which groups within the police emergency services may be at greater risk? And then based on all that information, identify those strategies and solutions that are actually going to help.
Ang pinuno ng Workplace Research and Resources ng Beyond Blue, Nick Arvanites, kaugnay sa isinasagawang pagsasaliksik. Ang taga-Melbourne na si John Ortolani ay na-diagnose ng post-traumatic stress disorder noong Nobyembre taong 2014 matapos ang higit na 20 taong serbisyo sa Victoria Police. Anya, kanyang naranasan ang sintoma ng lubhang pagkapagod o fatigue at nagkukulang ng motibasyon at di niya makompleto ang kanyang mga trabaho at gawain sa mataas na pamantayang inaasahan. Dapat anyang kinausap niya ang kanyang mga kasamahan kaugnay ng kanyang mga nararamdaman.
For my personal situation, I think my work could have been a lot more supportive. At the same time, they probably weren't fully aware of what I was going through, as I wouldn't necessarily talk about it. I think my work could have been a lot more supportive, though, and they were probably quick to either want to push me out the door or put me on a performance enhancement program without really knowing what I was going through. And I'm a little bit bitter that I was treated in a way that I was, but at the same time, I could certainly say that a lot of it was my fault by not necessarily communicating. So the support networks are there, but you've got to ask for them. And you certainly have to make it known that you aren't in a good place.
Ayon kay Ginoong Arthur Loni, nakatanggap siya ng tulong o counseling bago't matapos siyang ma-diagnose at matapos nito ay nagretiro siya mula serbisyo. Anyang humingi ng tulong ang pinakamahusay na bagay na kanyang isinagawa.
Relief. Relief to know that I've gone through something as serious as what I did, being depression and having post-traumatic stress, and hearing it from someone else who's had similar things happen to them at their work, but doing the same job, obviously. It was relief to hear that I wasn't alone and that there are other people out there who have gone through what I have and know that they're there to talk and that you're all there to help each other through it.
Ayon sa Beyond Blue, may ilang taon lang naging prioridad ng mga pulis at manggagawa sa emergency services ng organisasyon. Ngunit di anya mapag-aalaman ang iba't ibang mga pamamaraang makakatulong ito nang walang pagtutulungan o kolaborasyon.
It's not going to be a success if Beyond Blue in isolation develops a range of strategies and solutions. So the other key group that we are working closely with is the family members of police emergency services personnel who are obviously affected indirectly and directly through the work of their partners and family members.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.